I mean, I'm very highly confident in my this off season. I've been training as a corner, and I got the advice from my brother. I mean, he told me how important that is. And with the just the transitioning, you know, guarding the faster, bigger guys. So like I said, I'm gonna rely on my technique. I'm gonna keep on improving, and like I'm gonna keep on improving, like working as a corner. And I'm highly confident in what I can do in that situation.
Coach, before the draft, a bit was made about Matt's height. Why does he make that irrelevant? Why does it not matter how tall he is?
This, you asking me? I didn't hear the first part of it.
Excuse me. Why is it irrelevant how tall he is?
Well, I don't think it's irrelevant. If he was 5'2", that'd be relevant. So I don't think height's irrelevant. I just think his height's irrelevant. I don't know how tall is Troy Polamalu?
5'11".
He's about 6 feet.
Yeah, 5'11" on a good day, you know. And you know, I'm just saying. I think the thing of it is, there are certain guys. There's tall guys that play short, and there's short guys that play tall. There's slow guys that play fast, and there's fast guys that play slow. So to me, that has nothing to do with that. This guy plays in a great conference. Maybe a great conference. I'd be politically really in trouble if I said something else. So he's used to playing against great competition. That's another additive to me in watching. When you watch the film, it wasn't hard to put on a film and find a good football team that he was playing against. Most of them were. So the fact is, he's seen that kind of competition. Every football player has some weakness. They have strengths, they have weaknesses. And what they have to do is figure out how to overcome their weaknesses and use their strength then to overcome that weakness and play to their ability. Whether that, there was a play on there on his highlight. You know, it was down in the end zone. Somebody threw a fade ball up there, and the guy went up. Now, did he go up and high point it? No, but he went up and got the ball out. That's what you got to do. So, to me, watching him play against a lot of big guys, we studied that. That wasn't something that exactly, you know, we'd study that on every player that we looked at. So it's not a concern.
When it comes to the strengths and weaknesses, you have a reputation in college as being a heavy hitter, but knowing now at the professional level how much the league tries to protect players, do you have to refine your game at all or anything different?
I feel like I won't let up a bit. I mean, I'll just rely on my technique. Like I say, I improve every day in practice, and I feel like it won't be a problem because I rely on my technique, and it won't slow me down a bit.
Matt, as you went through the process, and you know, everyone becomes an expert throughout the evaluations, you go through just getting ready for the draft. Is there anything you read or heard that motivated you and gave you an extra chip on your shoulder?
I went into the media thing. I'm really not. I was never into that because I mean it was too much going on for me to. I mean, it's a lot of different projections and opinions and things like that. So I try to stay away from all that. And I mean, I just went out to work and just basically just knowing that coming to the next level, you got to continue to improve and you got to be consistent. So, I mean, I kept on getting better every day. And I try to just keep my eyes out of the opinions, keep away from the opinions and the predictions, just so I can stay focused and know what I have inside.
Matt, when you come to a team that let two veteran safeties go, let two starters go, do you come in and say, I expect to start?
I wouldn't say that because I want anything given. I mean, I feel like if it's given, I don't have. I mean, growing up, I had to work through things, and my parents and my brother always made me work and made me earn things. So, like I said, I don't want anything given because if it's given, I mean, it's not earned. So, I mean, like I said, with two great safeties leaving, I feel like it's a great opportunity for me to come in and improve and do the great things that they did and win championships and win games.
And then you just add what number you want to wear.
Me and Coach were just deciding that earlier. Maybe it might have to be 31.
31, I like that number. 22
taken. And just to backtrack to some of the stuff that you've overcome, Jay, just considering that and looking at some of the adversity that you've dealt with, how gratifying does that make it where you are now? And is there any moment that sticks out that was particularly special during the course of the last couple of days, aside from just being drafted, but anything that sticks out that was particularly special?
Just seeing my mom smile and the excitement of my mom and my family, just that itself, just seeing how happy and excited they were. Like, they seemed more excited than I was. So that gave me a smile on my face and melted my heart. So, like I said, I'm very family-oriented, and I just love to see my mom smile and see her happy, man. That's all. That was just all the thing. One of the most important things.
Dean, can you talk about your familiarity with the family and how much that relationship that you have with Abe kind of make you more comfortable with Matt?
The fact that I know Abe and actually recruited Abe and he played for me, Certainly made it easy as far as me talking to him, but it really had absolutely no bearing whatsoever on our selection. The selection was really made by a culmination, like you say, a lot of hard work of the scouting department and Eric and Joe and Ozzy and coaches too, TAs especially, doing the evaluation process. All that stuff's out the window. The only thing that was nice is when I got the chance to talk to him on the phone, I talked to his mom because I know his mom. And so when he walked in today and I see him, you know, I already know him and I know his brother and I know his mom. That stuff makes it nice, but it really has no bearing on the draft selection itself.
And Matt, just out of curiosity, I heard John Bostic was somebody you were extremely close with in Florida. Obviously, there's a need here for inside linebacker. How much have you started that push?
I haven't started yet, but I've been thinking about it. I mean, I want to get at a coach here. I want to get at a I would love to play with Bostic again, man. That would be great. That would be great.
Did any of the players come in to meet you or reach out to you after?
I met a couple of players. I met a couple of players. I'm excited about meeting them more. So.
Anyone give you any advice?
I really haven't talked. Pretty much. I mean, I talked to Jacoby Jones a couple of weeks ago. We was on NFL Live and we had an interview with Deion Sanders. Me and him, and he gave me a little advice on how to cover him. How to cover him because he said, you know, he gave me a little advice. Told me if I put my hands out and try to jam my ear, throw my hands down and get on top of me and things like that. But we were just joking around a little bit, so it was fun.
Dina, at the start of the offseason, when you lose your two starting safeties, can you expect a better scenario than what ends up happening and that you sign Michael Huff and you draft a safety in the first round here?
No. I mean, obviously, when you lose a couple guys, then you're going to go through free agency. You don't really know who's going to be out there, who's not going to be out there, how that's all going to work. That it comes down to really the draft. And all I can tell you is we couldn't be happier with the selection that we had. I'm just telling you that I was really sitting there hoping somebody didn't jump up or then somebody didn't jump in and take this guy. I just kept looking at his name up there on the board, hoping just hang on. And it's a great scenario for all of us.
Matt, we saw a line you actually had a draft party scheduled for tonight. Was it just something where maybe you didn't give yourself enough credit that you'd be in the first round, or was the scheduling conflict?
No, it was. I really wasn't planning on having a draft party. It was actually John Boston's draft party. I just joined on with it. I mean, I really wasn't into the draft party thing. So I really wasn't planning on. Like, my brother was on me, dude. I want to throw one. I was like, no, I just had the family to the house. And I just joined with John Boston because he asked me. So it really wasn't anything I really wanted.